Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. David Dolan has a Middle East news update for us as he comes to the broadcast table. And of course, this is for the purpose of keeping us up to date on all current events that are happening in the Middle Eastern region of this world. Dave will report that Iran is saying that they will respond to Israel's desire to destroy the Islamic Republic. Also, he'll report about the possibility of Russia and Israel getting into a nuclear war. It would be an absolute disaster. Dave is going to help us to understand why Jews are leaving the European Union because of the Islamic threat there. And finally, David will talk about the U.S. ambassador to Israel, who says that Israel can annex Judea and Samaria. These are all the key issues and help us to see how the stage is being set for the prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. Dave Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with his Middle East news update. Let me remind you of my website. There are so many services on the website that will assist you in better understanding how current events are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You can better understand these current events when you go to the homepage of my website, prophecytoday.com, and right there in the center of the page, I have the top 10 news stories happening any place in the world that may be giving us evidence of how current events do set the stage for prophecy to be fulfilled. In addition to that service, I'll give a prophetic perspective on it. Right there on the home page, we have two different radio broadcasts. My 5-minute broadcast heard across the nation, and then the 15-minute broadcast, which brings one of my broadcast partners to the table to explain from that location, from the region of the world where they are reporting the current events, how things are happening there. Go to the website because I have a prophecy bookstore. I have a part of the website that deals with prophecy Q&A. We talk about our trips to Israel, going into the land where all prophecy will be fulfilled. Again, the website, and let me suggest that you bookmark my website. It's prophecytoday.com. David Dolan coming to the broadcast table. David covers the Middle East. He's done it for over 35 years. He knows every single thing that's happening in that part of the world, stays on top of it, and gives us great insight when we have a conversation with him. David, there was a very controversial statement made this week by the United States ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, and he said that Israel can annex the West Bank, or Judea and Samaria. Now, the Israelis have moved to do that in the Golan Heights, and the president, Donald Trump, gave permission to do that. I understand that the ambassador may be speaking for the president, trying to put that out there, see what they think. What do you know about it?
Well, we should point out that he did throw in a caveat. He said that the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria would be likely to be annexed to Israel at some point. He didn't say he was advocating that. He said that that's just likely to happen. He did, though, say that the Palestinian areas would probably not be annexed by Israel, and certainly that would be probably the White House's position as well. But yes, a lot of speculation that this is due to personal discussions between two close friends, Donald Trump and David Friedman. They've been friends a long time, and yes, it's to be reflective of what this peace plan may aim for. In other words, that Israel gets the Jewish parts, Judea and Samaria, by Jewish parts, of course, I mean where Jews are living. There's 500,000 Israeli Jews living in various communities now today. There was only about 50,000 when I moved to Israel in 1980, so that's a huge increase over those years. Then, of course, there's another 180,000 in the eastern parts of Jerusalem that Israel has already annexed some years ago in the early 80s to the state of Israel. So basically you have 500,000, and those communities, he's saying, would remain. And really, Jimmy, there's no realistic peace plan that's going to involve another evacuation of Jews from their homes like took place in the Gaza Strip. It was tremendously, you remember it, distressing days for the Israeli public all over the country. And it was only 8,000 people that were removed from their homes. This would be hundreds of thousands. Whole cities would have to be taken down or turned over to the Palestinians. This is just not going to happen. And so David Rubin is being realistic. But yes, it may be part of what the president will include in his peace plan. And now, of course, we're not going to know this month as originally scheduled because of the new round of elections coming up in the fall. So it will be October, November before a new government will be formed, assuming another one will be formed. We don't go to a third round. That would be unprecedented. And then we'll know exactly what's in it. But interesting comments indeed. And, of course, very much blasted by Palestinian leaders.
The Iranian foreign minister made an interesting statement this week. He said that Prime Minister Netanyahu wants to destroy the nation of Iran. And then he said, but we will respond. Now, that's very biblical. Prophetically, it says that's going to happen. But boy, it looks like it's coming to reality at this time in history.
Well, Jimmy, we are so close to a major war in the Middle East. It's unbelievable. Of course, everybody's heard about the two tankers that were attacked just outside of the Straits of Hormuz on Thursday. One a Japanese tanker while the Japanese Prime Minister Abe was there trying to mediate between the U.S. and Iran. Jimmy, Israel doesn't want to destroy Iran. That's ridiculous. The Israeli people, the Jewish people, realize this is the Persian people. They have been around as long as the Jews. You know, this is a major power in the region, and they have no desire to destroy the country. They just want Iran to stop harassing them. As I've stated so many times, Israel didn't invite Iran to set up the Hezbollah militia, which, by the way, the northern commander this week warned that if there is a new war, that Lebanon will be pulverized. He said, you've adopted Hezbollah full on, the government there, and that is true. Some Christian leaders, Aoun and others, have sided with Hezbollah, and he said there'd be a major disaster for Lebanon if there's any war, warning against that. But, Jimmy, it's definitely the case that Israel has to fight back, and the prime minister said this week that we are doing some not only response military action in Syria and Lebanon, but we're taking initiative sometimes. But again, why? Because they're there building up their forces. Israel didn't invite Iran to come into Syria and to move down towards the Golan Heights. It didn't invite Hezbollah to cross the border from Lebanon and set up bases, but they're doing that. And we had some more action this week along the Golan border between both sides. We had another rocket fired at an Israeli position, and Israeli planes were sent up when a drone came over from Syria afterwards, and, you know, a lot of action going on all the time. But this is a war imposed upon the Jewish state. Netanyahu will defend the Jewish state. He's made that clear. He's not going to preside over another Holocaust. It's Iran that leaders say all the time their aim is to wipe out, annihilate Israel entirely. So it's the other way around, and that's the way the Iranians usually position things. They move it backwards. They weren't involved in these tanker attacks. Of course not. Someone's trying to provoke the region to war. Well, what about all the other stuff they've been doing? We know so much nefarious activity going on from them. So they're playing with fire. They could well get burned, and as you say, the biblical prophecies indicate they will.
Absolutely, that is the case. Well, meanwhile, in the Gaza Strip, Hamas, a surrogate terrorist organization actually for Iran, are threatening to escalate border violence. This is going to keep Israel busy, especially into the entire summer. This is the time when they go to war most of the time.
Well, and Jimmy, we had several rockets land in Israel this week. Two were intercepted by Iron Dome, but two others did get through. And we were told that the one that hit a Jewish seminary, yeshiva, in Sderot, right near the Gaza Strip, that all the guys were gone for the weekend. Well, the chief rabbi there on Friday morning said, no, 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 there was a group of men studying just a few feet from where the rocket landed. Now, it landed on the building and took off the face of it, but it didn't explode. Had it exploded, we would have had at least 10 Israelis killed, Jimmy. So it's a very serious incident. The Israelis have responded by attacking Hamas positions. They closed off, well, reimposed the naval blockade on the Gaza Strip that had just been totally lifted as part of this unofficial peace deal that Egypt was brokering. But they just can't stand it. They have to go every few days and attack Israel. They also sent untold numbers of incendiary devices, and they've been upgrading those, Jimmy, so they actually contain bombs now. One exploded over an Israeli town during the week. They set all sorts of fires all over the place. They're ratcheting this up, and there was another 5,000 down on the border on Friday demonstrating against Israel in their weekly protests, that sort of thing. So, you know, they're playing with fire as well, as you said, allied with Iran, and all of these parties, Hezbollah too, are going to face the wrath of Israel if they poke to the point where, you know, there's a major casualties. And again, if we didn't have the Iron Dome system, we would have had hundreds killed by now. So it's just an act of God that we have it, but Israeli patience is definitely running out.
You know, the Bible teaches in Bible prophecy that all Jews will return to the land of Israel. We get a report coming out of Europe that Jews are leaving due to the Islamic threat. This is one way God's going to get the Jews back to their homeland, is it not?
It is. The Bible says fishers and hunters. Unfortunately, the hunters are now taking back over in many parts of Europe. But good news, Jimmy, Moldova, the tiny country, said it will move its embassy to Jerusalem. And that was great news for the Israelis this week. So a little positive spin there at the end, despite all the negative stuff going on.
As we look at the political around the world, we can see it setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. And that's why we go to our different broadcast partners in certain regions of the world that are key for end-time prophecy. We go to the Middle East when David Dolan can give us all the insight. David, thank you so much, my good friend. We'll talk again real soon.
I'm glad to do it, Jimmy. God bless.
David's report talked about the statement by the United States ambassador to Israel when he said that Israel can annex Judea and Samaria. This has become a very controversial statement. The Palestinians have said that this will not happen, but I must remind you that President Trump gave permission for Israel to annex the Golan Heights. It seems logical that the United States would approve the annexation of Judea and Samaria as well. However, we must realize that the Lord has promised this land in Israel, and I'm talking about all of the land, to the Jewish people. That's Deuteronomy chapter 30, the land covenant. And then I hasten to remind you that Ezekiel, the ancient Jewish prophet, made a similar statement in Ezekiel chapter 36 when he is talking about the land that God promised to give the Jewish people. I suggest that you look at verse 22 in Ezekiel 36 that says the reason the Lord does this is for his holy name's sake. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. Let me remind you of my website. There are so many services on the website that will assist you in better understanding how current events are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You can better understand these current events when you go to the homepage of my website, prophecytoday.com, and right there in the center of the page, I have the top 10 news stories happening any place in the world that may be giving us evidence of how current events do set the stage for prophecy to be fulfilled. In addition to that service, I'll give a prophetic perspective on it. Right there on the home page, we have two different radio broadcasts, my 5-minute broadcast heard across the nation, and then the 15-minute broadcast, which brings one of my broadcast partners to the table to explain from that location, from the region of the world where they are reporting the current events, how things are happening there. It's prophecytoday.com. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to join us again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.